Rata urges motorists against usage of phones while driving. Zanamaka urges street vendors to return to designated trading places. And Sudan faces rapidly spreading cholera outbreak, 1,000 daily cases in capital. Good evening, with the main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATA, has cautioned motorists that have the tendency of pressing their mobile phones whilst driving. According to RATA Head of Public Relations, Chilofia Mwelwa, the Road Traffic Act No. 11 of 2002, Section 1691, says that no driver is allowed to use a cellular phone or communication device while driving, stressing that it is illegal and calls for a fine. In an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Ms. Mwelwa warned that those found wanting will face the law and be penalized. As an agency, we are ensuring that we capture number plates of the offenders, who will then be booked and charged accordingly, said Ms. Mwelwa. She has since urged motorists to adhere to road guidelines and safety rules to avoid accidents.
I want to urge members of the public to report any such acts where you see a driver, whether a public service vehicle or a private driver, using their cell phone. Again, we're not sitting back as a Road Transport and Safety Agency. Our officers are on the ground ensuring that they're using the smart enforcement tool where our officers are able to capture number plates once a driver is seen using their mobile device. They are then booked and they're charged accordingly.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, Deputy National Youth Chairperson for Politics and Mobilization, Trevor Mwinde, has described the late former President Edgar Lungu as a national asset who made significant contributions to the country's development during his time in office. Speaking during the Radio Christian Voice Chatback program in Lusaka yesterday, Mr. Mwinde underscored the importance of unity and a collective sense of purpose as the nation mourns the loss of its former head of state. Mr. Mwinde also commended President Lungu for his humility, highlighting his ability to acknowledge past mistakes and demonstrating a spirit of reflection and reconciliation. Our message of condolences goes to the family and the party. President Lungu will continue to be respected not only as a father figure to his family, but as a national father figure, said Mr. Mwinde.
Former President Isio was a president for this country, Zambia, and consolation and healing to the former first family. We must not be able to dilute a national funeral.
Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, ZANAMAKA, says there's need for street vendors to get back to their designated trading areas as a way of decongesting streets and for good sanitation purposes. This follows a recent call by the local government minister urging street vendors to get back to their designated trading spaces. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Association President Mupila Kamea stressed that congestion in the streets is costly to the council, as they are burdened with cleanups, especially if revenue is not paid. There is need to address street vending, as it is not a provincial issue but a national problem, said Mr. Kamea. Mr. Kamea advised the Ministry of Local Government to identify non-state actors to come on board and help the local authorities in addressing this crisis.
Is that the Ministry of Local Government must identify non-state actors, like I said, and very importantly look at establishing the Market and Bus Station Act. That gives us the power in non-state actors to come in place and just help the local authorities across the country on how these things are supposed to be managed. Because as it sits now, the local authorities, yes, that's their mandate to manage, you know, the infrastructure, the facilities, but our job is to manage the affairs of these traders.
Economic expert Kelvin Chisanga has called on the government to accord the late former president Edgar Chagwalungu a dignified state funeral, recognizing his contributions and commitment to the nation. He said Dr. Lungu should be honored for his contributions and commitment to the nation, particularly during a critical transitional period in Zambia's history. In a statement to RSV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Chisanga highlighted achievements under Dr. Lungu's leadership, including major investments in infrastructure, agriculture and health, as well as the Link 8000 Roads project, noting that it improved national connectivity. He praised the late president's consultative leadership style and openness to diverse views, saying his legacy deserves national recognition. While his administration faced challenges, including the unchecked rise of political cadres, which arguably contributed to his party's decline in popularity, it was also marked by impactful decisions amid complex global and domestic pressures, said Mr. Chisanga. In African news, a fast-spreading cholera outbreak has hit Sudan, with officials reporting more than 1,000 cases a day in the capital of the war-torn country. The outbreak is centered around the capital, Khartoum, and has spread as many Sudanese who had fled the country's war return home. Residents are often only able to find unclean water, which is a dangerous conduit for the disease, as much of the sanitation system has collapsed amid the civil war. Coming up shortly, body of Thai hostage recovered from Gaza, Israel says. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
Another verse of the news. Israel has retrieved the body of a Thai national taken hostage during the Hamas-led attack in October 2023. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz says he said the body of Natapong Pinta was retrieved during a special operation in the Rafah area of southern Gaza on Friday. The 35-year-old was working as an agricultural laborer in southern Israel when he was kidnapped. Mr. Natapong is likely to have been killed during his first month of captivity, an Israeli military official said. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, has cautioned motorists that have the tendency of pressing their mobile phones whilst driving. Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, ZANAMAKA, says there's need for street vendors to get back to their designated trading areas as a way of decongesting streets and for good sanitation purposes. And a fast-spreading cholera outbreak has hit Sudan, with officials reporting more than 1,000 cases a day in the capital of the war-torn country. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Good evening and stay tuned.